In progress.
Live, yeah.
Yeah, I'm live. We're live.
What are you saying, bro?
On a Sunday.
Sunday service, man. Sunday service.
Do you know what? I actually like sometimes these. I think what the last show we did was on a Sunday, wasn't it? As well, wasn't it?
No.
Wasn't it?
It was a Friday or a Saturday.
No, this is a Sunday. I couldn't do that, I remember. Because you remember I had to go Sunday.
Was that two weeks ago, though?
Sunday. It was a Sunday.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. Because I think it was a bit early. I think it was at 11. Anyways, I kind of like recording on the Sunday shows.
Peaceful, chill, man.
You know about Soul Sunday?
Don't know about what? Sorry, Soul Sunday.
You ain't got Sky, have you?
No.
Yeah, man, a lot of things are...
Oh, it's Sunday service, man, the spoken words. You know, we bring that object. Okay. Oh, man, that's what normally you think you say. What's the podcast, man? Pound Sterling. What's his podcast called?
I think that's it.
Winners Talking Podcast. He normally says Sunday service, so I don't want to cut down it. But
I haven't watched a lot of their shows. I only seen, like... I watched the one with, like, Joe... Cheeky Sport.
Their podcast is sick, man.
You know what? For some reason, I have to say John Boyega. I'm like, what am I saying John Boyega for? No, Joe from Cheeky Sport.
I think they got the best podcast in the UK. I would say.
Chucky, man.
Chucky, Winners Talking. I was watching that new one the other day, a sports one as well, man. I don't know why I'm promoting these, man, because these men are bigger than us, isn't it? But... One was Scorch, wasn't it?
Listen, you bro. At the end of the day, man, I don't care how big you are. If I like you, I'll promote any. I'll say anyone if you're big or small. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Do you know what? In fact, the thing with me, like, obviously, as much as we've got a podcast ourselves or whatever you want to call it, I don't actually watch that much podcasts. If you think about it, I only actually kind of watch. I watch Chucky Online all the time, and in some I thought that are good. Like, I haven't watched, like, you know, the Express Truth podcast for a while. And even though I like it.
Funny you said that, you know, since we've been starting podcasts and all that, I've actually slowed down watching it myself. But, like, I still, yeah, like you said, I always watch Chucky Online, and I always watch that. I used to watch Brilliant Idiots all the time, like Charlemagne and Andrew Schultz. It's like a US podcast, isn't it? They're the ones that kind of inspired me, man. TaxStone, bro. No, if you don't know about TaxStone, free tax on it. They inspired me to do podcasts, bro. But since I've been podcasting, man, I've kind of slowed down on it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many as well, bro. Like,
that's the big thing. That's been.
This is a new like popping industry, man. It's very competitive as well.
What industry would you call it? That's interesting. Because if it's now a big thing, you're frozen.
Yo, I don't know if you're frozen. I won't still speak anyway.
You're frozen.
Damn internet, boy.
You're frozen, bro. I can see you.
Yeah, it's podcast industry, isn't it, bro? It's a media industry. You know, everyone's grown up wanting to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? You lagged out for a sec.
No, I could hear you.
Could you hear me the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, you was just like frozen.
You was frozen.
I said, like, you know. Or even to this day, bro, people are generous. You know, when you grow up, you're going to be a rapper, fam. I think people when you grow up, no, I want to be a podcaster, man. I want to be a podcaster. I want to be like Joe Budden. I want to be like, you know, whoever.
You see, Joe Budden, yeah, the thing is, that's funny because you know how rappers are known for their beef and then they end up having beef over their podcast.
Rory Mal. They actually got sick podcasts as well. I watched, and this is the first episode, they're actually sick, man. It's actually low-key better than Joe Biden's podcast.
To be honest though, for like audience out there anyway, I don't even see myself as a podcaster. I just see myself as someone that just comes in to talk rubbish and talk the truth. That's what it is. I mean, we ain't got a mic because it's on Zoom. So is that even is that meant to be a podcast without a mic? No, I don't know.
It's like an official statement, isn't it? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you got the mic, when I bought the mics, yeah, I thought. What's that shit, you know?
Blue lighting and everything.
And now, bro, yeah, man. Look, our last couple episodes we tried to record from flipping issues, bro.
100. So obviously last week, yeah. So also I said on the Instagram story page that there was gonna be no show because at that point I mean, you wasn't free. I was free, but last week, man, this time last week, man, it was.
Without going into details, and my man's been going through that sticky stuff in my life, innit, bro, we're patching it, man. Like, my head was just absolutely gone. Obviously, I spoke to you, bro. I was in Bournemouth last week, innit? And then I spoke to you. I said, like, man, I just hit that rock bottom, innit, last week, innit?
Yeah.
That absolute rock bottom, innit? I still feel like recording and then feel like doing nothing, you know. And then obviously, man, needed that little break, innit, man? Man, needed that little break, that little to like recharge my batteries and all that. I think you did as well, fam.
Yeah.
Funny enough, like, basically, we were supposed to go to this, we were supposed to go to Bournemouth with a couple other people. It didn't happen, innit? And then we scheduled it for the weekend afterwards. And then I was looking, I was like, fucking hell, man, I actually need this, bro. Like, I actually need this, fam. Like, it's only, I'm not even necessarily going this for pleasure, fam. It's more like to get my head clear, innit?
I hear that.
And then while we're there, yeah, I started to notice, bro. I think you're going there for the same reason as well, bro.
You know what? It's funny that because in my brain, yeah, I felt completely fine. At first, mm-hmm. when I went there, it's like, you know when you're moving in a certain way, right? And you don't know some. It's like you don't know it until someone points it out, and they start bringing out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 examples, and you're like, it's only then when they told you that you're like, oh, was I actually doing that? Oh my god, yeah. Oh, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. When I first came here, I was, to be honest, before getting into that, yeah, I think that was a sick weekend, man. And we only went just two of us. We meant to go for like four or five people, right? And as a two, it was sick, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I generally enjoyed it, man. Like every day and all that kind of stuff.
Sorry, Karen, bro. Karen.
I was even, bro, to one point, I, you know, the ones where you just enjoy. I even extended my day. I paid for another day, man. That's like, you know, I'm staying. Let me just whip up the money.
Yeah, I spent going like he was abroad, fam. I spent 7 nights, bro. Room only, you know, no, all inclusive and all that, fam. Like, this guy doesn't know when to stop, fam.
Do you remember?
Fingers, bro, I don't even blame you, man. Folks, I came back to London first, innit, fam? And then I realized, like, I already kind of got like a dislike towards London anyway. And I realized, bro, I was like, you know what? This guy's actually onto something, fam. Now, Bournemouth might be the spot, you know, fam.
Bro, it was like a utopia.
I wouldn't go that far, bro.
Bro, yeah, it did, man. It was even said the utopia, and I was even in Bournemouth. That was in Poole. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, but while I was out there, bro, like mentally, fam, like my head got so clear, man. Literally, man.
Mm.
Like, it was actually very therapeutic for me, man.
Yeah. When you were, you was in Sharkies, because that time you was in Sharkies, isn't it? And it's like, the football, even the atmosphere, it just felt clean cut, man. It slaps. It doesn't slap the same when you're here, man.
It just slaps different out there. But obviously, it was near the beach. It was actually quite hot that day as well. It was near the beach. You know? And I was saying to you, bro, I said, bro, like, man belongs here, fam. Man belongs. I need to be near the coast, fam, near the shore, fam. I want to have sand in between my toes and that, bro, and my ass crack and what type of drink. Get sand. Do you know what I'm saying, bro? I need to be hearing them seagulls every morning, man. I need to see them blue skies, man. I need to be dipping myself in the ocean and all that, but I'm not waking up, bro. Hearing sirens, all that, fam.
That, I hear that, you know. But the thing is, someone on seagulls, man, I'm still waiting for my good luck because I got, I don't even know what I'm saying on the camera. Shut right on you.
Lucky then, shit on your face, bro.
I think it literally caught my right shoulder and I got splattered on in it. And
yeah.
I was like, raw. And I was like, hold on a minute. We was in the beach. I was walking in it. And I was thinking, that's not rain. That's not just a sudden drizzle of rain. And I looked at my shoulder, I was like, oh my God, man.
So good luck, fam. Man called his marge to get confirmation. It's like, yo, it's like good luck.
I thought it was a joke at first. I was thinking, good luck. I just got pooed on. How was that good luck? And it's a white shirt as well. That shirt has been, that apparently, I didn't even know, that shirt is older than me. Apparently, it's actually from Italy as well. That's a shirt that I like a lot. I had to go on I had to, like, you know, wash that nastiness off. And then obviously when I get home, do it properly. And it, thankfully, it all came out. It's all completely good. And yeah, luckily, did not touch my head. That would have been so, so peak, man. Yeah.
This guy came prepared, fam. Come prepared, man, all the time. When I leave my yard, bro, like, I never have, like, a bag on me or a pouch or a rucksack or anything. Like, only if I'm staying at someone's house or something like that. Yeah. But you, fam, this guy always comes prepared, you know?
Yeah, you know that I had, like, you know, wipes and all that stuff. Happened to have it. I always get banned by people say, oh, why are you always bringing a bag? Why are you bringing a bag? And now you know why. I don't actually carry a lot of things in the bag. It's just things like tissues, wipes. I don't know. It's just general stuff. Do you know what I mean? I always feel like I need something, even if I don't use it. Like, I bring cream in the bag as well, for whatever reason. Yeah. I'll bring a comb just to comb my face with my beard. Do you know what I mean? I'll bring all that stuff. And that's why. Because if you didn't have that, what were you going to do? You know, not that would have been so peak, man. You have to carry that shirt in your hand and be walking around with a shirt full of, like, bird poo or seagull poo, whatever that is. Yeah. Them kind of things are not great. But speaking of, not even just the time we... Yeah, bro, there's so much things that we did there, man. And we could have done more. What else? Went to the casino. Honestly, I got paid while I was there.
I got bumps, man.
Yeah, you didn't get bumps, man. You didn't get bumps. You know how to play, is it? It's roulette, red or black. Yeah, I'm not.
First time amateur in it, man. Oh, they rinsed me, fam.
Yeah, but
I want to go more though. When I was playing it though, yeah, I was like, fam, I can feel the addiction, you know. But I was like, I want to play this like every night now, you know.
I had that. I had that at first because when I went with like my mates from uni, we went there, bro. The first time I went in, it was, yeah, I'm gonna say his name is Jake. That introduced me to this in there. Also, I heard of the gate. I heard of it before, but I didn't actually go in there because he's like someone that was into America, innit? And he's like, so you did this, you did that, and he's like, oh, we're going in there. I was like, yeah, I want to go.
Did you go Vegas when he was in LA? Did you go Vegas?
I can't remember. I think so. I have to ask him. I think he went there. But he played this red or black. He was telling me he's into, I don't even know. I'm telling him, but it's like, for example, the blackjack and all that stuff. I don't play that in person. But the roulette, I went there with them. I think three of us done well. The following week, I went by myself. And then I won something. No. I think I won something. And I think another time I went, I drew. I've always, whenever I've gone in that casino, I've always come up either winning, most of the time winning at a minimum. I came out with what I came in with. I've never actually lost a penny in that place. I just know, do you know what I mean? So I feel like it's fun. It's a bit of fun. I doubled my money when I went in there. And it was an enjoyable experience, man. Even the day, it was, if you do that, even the day drinking, innit? The day drinking, bro. Like, before we went out on Cameo, obviously it's a Saturday, Aruba. That was the cocktails, bro. You see, with me, right? I'm not even the biggest alcohol. I'm not even the biggest drinker, innit? I drink socially. I don't really drink every day, every weekend like that. I can go ages without drinking. But then that day, I just let go of everything. I just drank a few cocktails. That's one of the few alcohol drinks I actually like the taste of. And then we went Cameo, and I was drinking vodka and Coke is my new flex because it's not too heavy on the stomach. Because with me, I don't even know what drinks are best for me, but vodka and Coke, I can feel the effect and I absorb. I don't have to take the full effect of the vodka. But... Huh?
Speaking of that, fam, you saying, mentioning Cameo and all that, bro. Yeah. Obviously, man ain't vaccinated, innit? You know, the whole the UK government pushing this whole vaccines, you know, to enter night. Like, I'm like, you know what? You can shove your vaccine where the sun don't shine, bro. Because I'm like, went to the club the other day and I was just like, this is pointless, fam. I don't look like I've been in so long, fam. I was in there and I was just like, looking at it, and I was like, we're just a bunch of losers, isn't it, fam? Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I just found it pointless, bro. I was like, you want me to get jabbed up just to enter a nightclub, man?
Well, I was jabbed up before they even talked about that, so...
Yeah, man, but I was like, do you know what? I was like, let me go, because it might be the last time I ever go in the UK in it, fam, yeah? And I was like, do you know what, bro? This movie gonna convince me to go. And I'm like, oh, do you know what? I went to the club the other day. Like, I need to get that job, man. I need to get it. Like, you know, like my GP's been texting me, bro, like every single day, man. I've got like 18 texts saying, oh, get your Pfizer vaccine, get your Pfizer vaccine. Mm-hmm. They can go stuck themselves,
man. Since you've come back, you've not been feeling any physical effects in any way.
You know what, man? It's bad actually, man. So I've been mixed around people as well, so bad. I was supposed to take a PCR test when I got back in and I just completely forgotten it, but I felt fine in it. I've been fine. But still, you never know, because I could just be like a carrier, and like asymptomatic, but
yeah.
I think I'm fine. I think I'm immune to it, man. You know, you just think you're Superman, bro. I think I'm actually Superman, bro.
That's mad. That's damn.
I look at everyone else as like, nah, you can catch shit, man. You're feeble and all that. I'm joking. Sometimes I think I'm invincible against the disease, you know.
Yeah. You know, but what?
What I was going to say is the reason why we're talking about all this, like Bournemouth and all that, fam, we're just saying that how important it is to, like, because you can get lost in a sauce and all that, man. You can get lost chasing a bag, chasing whatever goals or dreams you got, fam, man. And obviously, not everything's an easy step by step 1-2-3 process, innit, fam? Like, sometimes you need to just sit back and just fucking clear your head, innit, man?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 100%. Because at the same time, like, for example, I haven't been going out much, really. Do you know what I mean? So that's probably why I enjoyed it more. Like, as the first time I went into a club, you know, I didn't go to Bournemouth to go into a nightclub. You know what I mean? I did a lot of things there, innit? But I'm saying in that weekend, that long weekend, I should say. But I enjoyed it so much. I think it was the first time I stepped foot in there since over a year or something, man. A year and 2 months.
September 2019.
I think mine was December 19 was the first time I went in there. But so obviously it's like it's not like heavy stuff today, innit, for the people back home. But what I'll say is that we're just talking, but it's kind of important. So we're saying nice things, but what it is, I feel like would you say with people that are just like working flat out, because I like to have this idea that I want to go gun ho on all these goals and objectives I need to achieve. I want to work, do this, I want to do that. It's a point, but at some point, like, life is for a living. And I think people, we do, some of us that are have that inclined that way that we want to succeed in a lot of things, we sometimes forget that. I was talking to my friend, like he's now living in Bolton, and he's doing his thing, and he's actually, like, sometimes he's working like 7 days a week. Now, no joke, like he's actually working 7 days a week. I think that's ridiculous. And even him, right? He said, I think yesterday, I spoke to him yesterday, like he said, oh, yeah, I've been going out recently. I went out and he hadn't worked the next day because he was like, you can't, because normally the natural reaction if you're going flat all the time is to be like, oh, if I do this, I'm going to be tired the next day. But bro, if you're doing this madness anyway, though, you're going to be tired anyway, naturally, even if you do sleep. So you may as well just at least be a bit more tired and have a bit of fun here and there. Otherwise, life's going to consume me. And he said that. I was like, you know what? That's right. So that's probably why I enjoyed last weekend so much.
Facts. What was the question? What was the question? You asked me a question.
What were you saying?
I don't know, because you was going on to talking about Judo.
No, that was, no, that's what he did.
That's what I was asking you.
I was asking you to say, what's your like stance on like just sometimes just like just
support, bro,
and do your thing.
It's important, isn't it, man? Because even if you're not doing anything gone ho, like, let's bring you to an example, innit? Yeah, this past year, like, I know you've been, you know, goal heavy, innit, fam, which I respect that, and we both have, innit, fam. And you'd have been doing the next intensity level, innit, fam. And the past couple of weeks, I know it's like you kind of slipped off, innit, fam. But I was like, I don't want to say slip off, fam. I feel like you just need, fam. At the end of the day, bro, a body, a soul, a mind, fam. They're like, it's like any vehicle, any car, fam, is going to break down in it, fam. Do you know what I'm saying? You need to fuel it back up again or whatever. You need to get repaired in it.
100.
Yeah. in like our bodies, fam. They need an MOT every once in a while, innit? So now, but obviously when I was talking and boom, saying, oh, I've seen this, I've seen that, bro. You're like, you didn't even clock it yourself, fam. No, I've been watching you, fam.
That's scary, man, but you don't clock it yourself. Like, oh.
But even me, bro, even with me, fam, even not like with my situation, bro, it's all like in my, I'm having issues that I didn't in my head, my headspace and all that, fam. Yeah. Like, bare, bro. It's not even like I'm going home to something, of course. Like, it's hard to explain without going into too much detail on it, yeah. But I just needed to, like, get out my natural environment or habitat, whatever, go somewhere completely different, man. Because we've got to understand this, from the UK, fam, there's so much more to life than just London, innit? Or just your natural, or just your natural surrounding, innit?
Yeah, of course.
You understand what I'm saying? Because I was watching it, fam. I was just flicking through TV, fam. I've seen that there's mad parts in the UK, you know, fam, that looks like foreign countries, man. There's mad beaches, seasides, and all that across, like, up and down the country, fam. You've got, like, Birmingham and Devon, up in Scotland as well, fam. I'm like, fam, we just sit in one spot, traveling to one, you know, central site, working, coming back, doing the same thing, Monday to Friday, whatever, fam. You don't get a chance or opportunity to explore outside of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't, with me, I like doing UK tours. People that know me, I like traveling. Like, I would happily go up north, book some place, some next hotel, and then do something up north.
I want to go camping, bro. I saw my auntie the other day. Yeah, she's camping in summer. Don't know where she's from. She's got a big tent store, the big flip. Like, we went camping back in the same school, fam. We stayed in something called Bashers, innit? Some small little tents, bro. This is my auntie's in some big fuck off tent, bro. I'm like, it looks like have you seen Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire?
Of course, yeah.
You know, in the beginning, fam, I think that, like, the Quidditch World Cup, and they go in the tent, bro, and it's like a house, bro. I'm like, bro, I want to do that, fam. I want to go camping. It's different.
I didn't even like as much like the mid 2000 Harry Potter. I prefer like the early ones, like 01, 02.
And, like, what? That's my fam. You know what? I'm going to have a Harry Potter podcast one day, because if you know me, I'm a massive fan, yeah? But that is the best one. Goblet of Fire is the best one.
No, I like that one. No. Do you know what I didn't like? I didn't like the Prisoner of how do you say it? Prisoner of Azkaban. Yeah, I don't think I like that one, man.
What?
No,
this conversation with you, bro, because I'm actually on a romance, fam. They're like, fam, basically, the best ones are one to five. The last three,
yeah,
six, seven is a bit weak, innit? But the one to five, perfect, fam. And we're going to have an in-depth review about the Harry Potter movies one day, fam. We're going to get some movie nerd on here to talk about that, fam, yeah?
Yeah, we could get a guest on here, someone to come on here and have a little conversation about that. A proper, like, movie critic. I think they're called, you know, you've got movie critic, film critics.
I want to get one nerd on here, bro. Like, even talk about Star Wars and that, man.
But I'm the guy for that. But you know what? We'll get someone else to do.
I want to have a podcast one day. Do you know what, man? We might even be a subgenre of the Spoken Word podcast, fam. Could just be about movies and TV shows, fam. Because I want to dive into Star Wars and be like, this is the most overrated franchise of all time. But I still love it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Not overrated, man.
It is, fam. I like Star Wars, innit? Yeah. But it's mad overrated, innit?
Bro, anything that's rated the best, someone was always going to say it's overrated, man.
Nah, it is, though, bro, man. You got 9 films, yeah. Out of them 9 films, there's probably like 3 of them that are good. Empire Strikes Back, Revenge of the Sith. But I even struggled to say a third one, man. Probably not. Force Awakens, the one with John Boyega. That was good.
The new one's all shit, man.
No, the last two were dead, man. But the Force Awakens, one that came out in 2015, that was decent. The rest were, like, yeah, literally 3 out of 9.
No, the Empire Strikes Back was sick, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's happening? Also, there's been Pacquiao. So people saying, you know what? It's mad. I actually forgot that he. Well, I couldn't. I was in the round yesterday. But
who's to fight Errol Spence, in it, man? And Errol Spence pulled out with an injury. I think he's got like a detached retina or something, innit?
Who actually won? I didn't even see.
Pacquiao lost, bro.
He lost, didn't it?
Yodin is fucking. I'm gonna butcher this guy's name, bro. Yodin is Ugas won, bro. Shock, fam. Shock victory, bro.
And that was a pro fight, yeah, not an exhibition fight.
No, professional fight, yeah.
Very good. Where's the last time?
But I'll say, if you're Errol Spence, fam, you're sitting on the sidelines, man. You must be pissed, man.
Why?
This guy beat Pacquiao, fam. Errol Spence one of the best pound-for-pound fighters, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, who we fought? Who came in to replace Spence? Like, he's nobody knows of him, innit? And he beat Pacquiao, do you know what I'm saying?
When was Pacquiao's last fight? Was it Mayweather?
What?
No, I can't remember.
Did you just wake up, bro? No, he's been fighting for Mayweather. That was like 6 years ago, man.
No, when was Pacquiao's last fight?
Well, before this one.
Yeah.
Bro, he fought like last year, I think, man. Let me get his record up.
Do you know what it is? Do you know why I'm kind of in my mind for some reason he last fought like at least 4 years ago or something? Because he's not flipping, I don't know. It doesn't seem like
He fought Keith. It was 2 years ago. He fought Keith Thurman in 2019, and he fought Adrian Broner as well earlier that year. No, he's been active since Mayweather, man. He's been active.
Do you know what it is with Pacquiao? He's not fighting for like the big belts anymore, isn't it?
No, I don't think. I don't know. You see, with boxing, there's belts, man. It's funny, man.
The reason why I know that he's not. It makes sense. So otherwise, I'd have known. Bro, you know Evander Holyfield, like, I think he last fought around 2011 or something, professionally.
Yeah, I know. Professionally. Against probably some journeyman, yeah.
Exactly, you know what I mean? But so some of these boxers, like, when they were, like, the best in the game.
Pacquiao's still fighting at a high level, though, to be enough.
It could be high level, but there's high level and it's high level, though. I'm saying to you...
He's still fighting at the highest level, fam. I think there are belts on the line, fam. Because with boxing, man, you've got WA, you've got regular belt, you've got WBC, there's so many belts. He's still fighting at a high level, even though he's 42.
Mm.
He's about to fight Errol Spence. For me, he's top 3 pound for pound. You know what I'm saying? If you watch Errol Spence and you know that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, this whole weekend for sports, man, has been a bit mad, bro. Flipping. I don't watch WWE anymore, fam.
WWE was cancelled for me. The when I found out it was fake, yeah, I was decided it broke my heart, man.
Bro, I stopped watching it and I was like,
year five or something.
No, it was later than that. The last time I was invested in it was like 2011, 2012, man. It was like when The Rock just came back and he beat Cena. And after that, I just stopped watching it because it got rubbish in it. You got two. It's too designed just for kids, isn't it? But yeah, Brock Lesnar came back. CM Punk came back to AEW, and Cena's back as well.
But I didn't even know Cena left in the first place.
He didn't. He didn't leave. He didn't like retire from WWE or nothing. I think he just obviously he's in like he was filming Fast and Furious and Suicide Squad and all that. And, he just came back in it, man.
Do you know what?
The last thing
with WWE, yeah, what I'll say that I was watching, and even then I kind of just, I don't remember how it stopped happening, innit? And it's not even focused on like the wrestling as such. It was like, you know, like the Total Divas reality TV show.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I was really looking at. Yeah.
WWE, at its peak, yeah. I'll say it's golden years, 98.
No.
Till like 06, 07.
Exactly.
After 07, that's when it died down.
I got the last game I got, yeah, was SmackDown vs. Raw 2006.
No, mine was 11. Mine was 11. I stopped after that, bro.
No, I played. No, do you know what? That's the last one I owned. Not the last one I played. That's the last one I owned. I played games after that.
Oh, yeah. No. Last one I played was like 11. 10, 11.
I played more off since, but the last one I actually owned was the 06. Funny how a lot of things for me end in 06, man. Like, that's the last one.
The whole world peaked that year, bro. I'm saying.
Actually did, man. But Yeah, man, it's too, it's fake, man. It's like, how do you take it seriously, man? It's like, what the heck, man? To me, it's like a kid's dream, isn't it? It's one of them ones where your kid's meant to believe it's real until you find out it's not. And then it's like, you don't talk about it ever again.
I knew it was fake before I stopped watching the internet, man. But I was just like, you know what, bro? It's just getting, it's, you knew it was fake before, but at least they try to make it look real in it, fam.
Now, oh,
like,
yeah.
Now they don't even care, man. It's just, it's, and he's like, you got no one's good with the mic. No one's, you ain't got no big personalities anymore. You ain't got no, so you ain't got no Steve Austin's, you ain't got no Rocks, you ain't got no like Mick Foley's, you ain't got no like Shawn Michaels, like Randy Orton's like old now, bro. I remember when Randy Orton burst into the scene.
I remember.
Like, he was a kid, fam. He was like the youngest champion, bro. Like,
he was a prick, man.
Yeah, he was sick. Oh, nah,
no, no, like, he was, but he's a prick, man.
Yeah, no, he was sick, fam. Yeah, and then like, he's old now, bro. You know what I'm saying? All past their peak, fam. Seeing on all them, man. All these new guys are dead, man.
Do you know what's funny? To say that we're past its peak and it's not even real, but we're past its peak. That's funny, man.
No, man. It's not. It's just scripted, isn't it?
Obviously, yeah, like, I know.
They still risk their lives to an extent. It's just scripted, isn't it?
Because, you know, when they said it's fake, I thought they don't actually really get hurt when I first heard that it was fake.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'm surprised, though. But when you think about it, though, that's actually a masterpiece. You know why? For something that is world known to be fake and people actually still pay tickets to go and watch that, even though it's not a film, it's meant to be a sport, but a fake and scripted, and people couldn't do it.
McMahon's the G, bro. He could probably talk a whale out of water, fam. He's just a G, bro. Like, what you're saying, fam, is so right, man. And he's still making money.
You can get so much demand that people to go and buy their tickets, like they're going to watch a real life boxing fight. Bro, this ain't real, man.
People put bets on as well, fam. And this thing is fake, fam. People
really?
Put bets on you.
Yeah. See, that's a madness. But do you know what it is? Do you know why they could put bets on it? Because even though it's scripted, you still don't know what's gonna happen.
Exactly, bro. Do you remember? You might what 20 WrestleMania 30? Yeah, you remember Brock beat Undertaker, and also Undertaker's unbeaten, he's undefeated at WrestleMania, isn't it, fam? And you could see the crowd's reaction was like, it's like this famous reaction, it's like this black guy, he's just there like this. You know, it's like, but it's fine. It's scripted, fam. It's just hilarious, fam. But let me tell you something that's not scripted, fam. Oh, what's her name? Shakari Richardson, bro. Oh my god.
Yeah, talk to me about that. I don't even know anything about that, really.
He got smoked, bro. Oh my days. Was you on Twitter last night?
Nah, I wasn't.
She got cooked, fam. Basically, she's 100 million run in it, bro. She's Olympian in it, yeah. And she tested positive for a banned substance a couple months ago. I think it was weed in it, like THC in it. And she got suspended in it. I don't know why I'm laughing. Now, basically, the reason why she was like, she tested positive, she was smoking weed because I think her mum passed away recently, you know.
That's mad.
And it was like, Saturday, innit? And then on. Basically, there was a whole uproar on social media saying, oh, do you know what, man, you should allow her, man. It's not like she's taking a PED or nothing. Like, performance answer. It's like, her mom just passed away and blah, blah, blah. People, and then other people on the side of the fence are like, oh, no, she's a professional athlete. Like, you know, she should know better, blah, blah, blah. Basically, this created this whole social media storm. She's actually gone kind of big. Her profile's gone bigger over it, actually, as well.
Oh, it wasn't big before this then?
She was known, but she wasn't that known. Do you know what I'm saying? I know about her now because of all that.
Who is she raised for?
Her profile is raised, isn't it?
Who is she raised for?
America. Yeah. United States. Yeah. She was running against a bunch of Jamaicans, innit, fam? Like, you know the outcome of that, man. She's going to lose anyway. But it's the fact that she came last. So basically, she ran last.
Is she black or white?
She's black.
Yeah.
Yeah, type of Shakari Richardson, yeah, she's black in it. And then she's 21. She ran last night, 100 meters, and she finished ninth place. After all that chit chat, bro, like, and the interview afterwards, man, just giving all the bigging and all that.
Oh, she one of them arrogant ones, then?
I want to say arrogant, man, but So I don't want people, I don't want females getting onto me, nothing like that. But
I don't know. I'm asking, you said she's giving all the big
gunner. She's out there. She's very confident. She's out there by herself, innit? Like,
yeah.
I'll send you a video of the interview, innit? So she saw on live TV and all that. Innit? She wasn't pissed though. She was just like, I'm back, I'll be back. Red hair, you know, like that ratchet southern, ratchet American stuff, innit? But it's just the fact that all this hype around her. And she got smoked, like, big time. I just found out. You need to watch it, bro. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
I'll check that out. That's a bit mad, though. But the only thing I've got a question about, really, though, is, like, I don't understand it. Because when you think tested for substances, we're always thinking about PED, performance enhancing drugs. But, like, this weed thing, I was thinking, hold on a second, though. I swear I've heard, like, boxing... Apparently, someone took a spiff before a boxing fight, and they fought, and it was all right. So why were they not getting called upon to say, why are you taking this? Why is it different? I don't know. How is weed? It doesn't.
That's what we said last week, because always Lacazette and Obama and they weren't in the squad, innit?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you know what, fam? I was like, I heard no. There was like a sort of bullshit. But obviously, we know now. I think they both tested positive for the Rona.
Yeah.
But I was like. No, but the people were saying, like, oh, they both smoke like a fat spliff in it, bro, because it's stress at Arsenal, and if it gets you in it. And that's why they failed the drug test in it.
You know what? I don't even smoke weed in it, but I might need a spliff after today if we lose against Chelsea, which is likely to happen because I'm an Arsenal fan, for those that don't know.
I've already got a fat spliff, bro, because I think I might need one as well, bro, because... I don't hate Arsenal, bro. As a United fan, I actually don't hate Arsenal. I probably should, but I don't. But seeing you in this decline right now, bro, it's actually kind of sad, isn't it?
That's how you know we're in decline. The fact that you feel that you don't, you know, if everyone's like, you pity us.
Well, we pity you, fam. Like, you know, the team's above you. Like, we just pity you, man.
Yeah. Even the team below us pity us.
That used to be great, bro. It's like, you ain't seen Jackie. I don't know if you've seen Jackie Brown, isn't it, fam? It's like Samuel Jackson and Robert De Niro in a car, innit, man? And Samuel Jackson looks at De Niro and is just like, your ass used to be great, man. And he just shoots him. That's why I look at Arsenal, bro. It's like, you used to be like, early 2000s, early 2000s, mid-2000s, United and Arsenal fan. Even we dropped off as well, man. But you know what, man? We'll talk about that for another time, bro. Because it's game day, man.
Yeah, guys, thanks. We're back. We was back this week. That was, yeah, it was a bit light today. It was no, like, there was just, you know, just a little catch up and then see what's happening. But yeah, guys, yeah, thanks for tuning in. Yeah, the show obviously will be on YouTube, as you know, and it'll be on Spotify and everything as normal. And yeah, guys, we'll see you next week. Just commencing tomorrow. I'm out. Peace.